I suppose we were always in control of the game until the time that they got the penalty, brought them back to within two, and then the next 5 minutes was absolutely crucial, and we kept them scoreless. And look, we manufactured a goal of our own. Like, Gary Fowley gave a super ball over to Martin Feeney, and like that wrapped it up, you know. But there was a long spell there we didn't score, but conditions were not easy to play in, PJ. Tough, tricky wind, wet ball. Look, same for both teams. We battled and we wanted it in the finish.
And you started off very well today. You were on top. Scores weren't easy to come by, but you took some great scores. Points, obviously, but points kept you in the driving seat.
Yeah, and it was very important in the first half, especially with the breeze, to get a few points on the board. And you know, the team that's ahead, you know, the pressure is greater on the team that's clawing it back. And that's why we said if we won the toss, we play with the win, get ahead. And, you know, at least just, it's easier to hang on to something than claw it back and try and get ahead. You know?
And you always were in the battle. You were winning the battle at all stages. Obviously, Ballinaglair came back at you, made it a two-point game. But in the end, your defence stood steady and then you broke and got a goal.
Yeah, our defence was great again today. Like, you know, and we work a lot on defence and getting men back and making contact, PJ, you know, not letting men run through. I thought Rory Kelly, they lobbed a lot of high ball in on top of Enda Maguire, and we knew that was going to happen. And Rory was, like, he came out with more ball, and it's a great feeling when you see your fullback coming away with the ball, and Rory can move when he gets on the ball. And look at, you know, hats off to Ballinaglaira. Like, you know, I know what it's like to be in that dressing room. It's not a nice place to be, but they had some year. They really, you know, improved game on game on game. Like, to finish fourth in the group and end up in the final, it says a lot about them. And they're a real tough, battling football team with some good players as well.
Indeed. And now you have to focus on a Connacht Championship game. I think it's around the 19th, 20th of December. A little bit of time to prepare, a little bit of time to celebrate.
I suppose, Peter, we'll have to take a little bit of time to celebrate first. But we'll get back at it. This week we're going back on Thursday. We have a junior final to prepare for next Sunday. And yeah, look, hey, come here. We're representing Leitrim now, Nahalones from here in the Connacht, and we want to go out and give a good account of ourselves and show, you know, show everyone that after last Sunday's senior final, a brilliant game on television, we want to show that we're coming up to senior ranks and we want to be competitive. So we want to really give it a go against whoever comes out of Galway.
Yeah, and obviously, I think after the way you performed today, you were so well prepared for today. It's a case of continuing that preparation and believing in Drumahaire and yourself.
Yeah, look, sometimes when you're playing and you work on a lot of things in training, and it doesn't always come off for you. But if you keep working at it all the time, eventually it'll come off for you. And them scenarios will arrive and you'll know exactly what to do then. And that's what our boys done. Look, they work unbelievably hard all year. Their attitude has been brilliant, and look, I'm so proud of them lads. The work they put in was unbelievable, and they deserve that cup.